More from the Your Hometown series today as we feature Hampshire. Tag along as we discover why Hampshire is the perfect place to call your hometown. Brought to you by Illinois Lottery, doing good and supporting Illinois communities.
I really love Hampshire. I would always drive through Hampshire when I lived in St. Charles, going home to see my mom in Rockford. And it's just a beautiful part of the world, and you feel like you're nowhere near a big city. It really is. It's country is what it is. So today we're focusing on Hampshire on our Your Hometown series. And Jody Remickel is with the Hampshire Township. How are you today, Jody?
I'm great. How are you, Lisa?
Good. I love all the programs that you have for seniors in your community. It amazes me, just looking at your website, how well you take care of people. And I'm like, wait, older than 60 is a senior? But we'll go with that.
We are very, very proud of our senior program out here. We really grew it up over, I think it was about 10 years ago we started out. We had four people that would go to the McDonald's and play bingo. And now we have something going. At least once a day we have something going. And they are such a diverse group. You know, we have some people that they just take brides to the doctors, but we have other ones that they're at every luncheon we go out on. We have ones that focus on the fitness aspect, and we have ones that just love to come play bingo and come play dice. So we have a very diverse program.
Yeah, and you take them shopping at Walmart, which is nice, right?
We do. Yeah, shopping can be a little limited in our little town. So, we for the seniors that don't like to drive very far, we get them up to the Walmart up in Huntley there twice a month or every other week. So they
can stock up on their goodies. I love this because people feel so lonely these days, and I think especially seniors who might be widowed or live alone. When you're in a more rural area like Hampshire, where you can't just walk to the grocery store, it's really nice to have that connection with people in your community.
Oh, it is. And, you know, we just have a lot of them that, you know, we do have a lot of widows or widowers in our group, and they take care of each other. They've become a family. And like during COVID, when we had to lock them all down, we played bingo over the phone. And we would open up the phone lines a half an hour early so that they could just talk to each other. It was, like I said, they're just a great family. Today they had a bingo game, and they were celebrating a couple's 45th anniversary today. So it was just, you know, it's a good group. It really is.
And Jody, that was one of your goals as a role of a member of the Hampshire Township, right, was to get some senior programs up and rolling?
It was. Like I said, when we first started, you know, there wasn't much of a program. Once in a while, one of the seniors would call the supervisor and say, hey, can we take the bus and go shopping for a day? And they would do that. And so it was kind of a very impromptu sort of a program. Having these calendars have really been handy. And I think that, you know, having the calendars in paper versus having to go to a website for a lot of people, that's that demographic. They like that paper calendar. They have it on their refrigerators. I have seniors that will tell me, well, I can't book my medical appointments on Tuesday because we play bingo on Tuesday. So, you know,
I love that.
They know we're here for them, and it's great.
And my guess is they've been in Hampshire since it was just an itty-bitty dot before there was really much business. I mean, were some of these folks farmers, or had they been longtime community members?
We have a good mix. We have a lot of them that are original from Hampshire, but a lot of them moved out here when I did, like 26 years ago. So, you know, they're just, you know, it's a good diverse group. We got a lot of them that have come from Schaumburg. We have some of them that have come from Elgin, Bartlett, Algonquin. And, you know, and that's the other thing that's nice about our program is that it's open to non-residents as well. So if we're hosting an event here at the township, if someone from Pingree wants to join us, if somebody from Burlington wants to join us, they're more than welcome. We have people come down from Huntley. We actually have a little bit of Huntley. The Del Webb subdivision is actually within our township as well. So
that's
lovely. We have them coming from all over.
I also like one of the other programs that you have in Hampshire called the Lending Closet. I hope if anyone's listening in a village or a small town, I suggest you listen to what this is about and institute it, because this makes such a difference.
Tell everyone what this is. If there's ever a town that wants to get one started, to reach out to us, because we usually have so much product donated to us that we wind up having to dispose of it or try to find another home for it. But yes, we have a medical lending closet where we have walkers and wheelchairs and knee scooters and crutches and, well, commodes and shower seats that people in the community can borrow from us at no charge.
Boy, that makes such a difference, because even if I needed a pair of crutches, I don't, you know, I mean, you got a deductible on your insurance. You know you're only going to need them for 8 weeks, and you just don't want to invest in that. So that's really nice. So people can go visit the lending closet, get their crutches or their wheelchair, or their walker, and when they're done with it, they return it, and there's no charge?
Right. And or if grandma's coming to visit for the weekend and we're going to a graduation and she can't walk from the parking lot to the venue, then we have a wheelchair here that they can come borrow for the weekend so that grandma can participate just as well.
Oh, my gosh. That's really a great program. It's called the Lending Closet. I would imagine you can check that out on your Hampshire website, right?
Absolutely, or they can call us at our number and just ask to speak to Ashley.
I think it's so cool that you're willing to share that information with other communities, because I think that's something that if we could get that going in many towns, it would make such a difference in easing the burden that people have.
I agree.
Well, so here's your big pitch. Tell everybody what's so special about Hampshire, why you have chosen to live there for 26 years, and why you're involved in community government.
Well, the reason I initially came here is I thought, what a great place to raise my kids. I looked at this town and I thought, I can envision them growing up and riding their bikes to the library and riding their bike or walking to school. And I just thought this would be a neat town for us. And over time, the town kind of adopted me. I'm an outsider. And, you know, now I'm in an elected position. So they really did welcome me in. And, you know, even today, your neighbors, they look out for each other. You know who they are. You know, you take care of one another. Mm-hmm. And it still happens in Hampshire. So that's one of the main reasons I love it. I heard Laura say earlier, the sunsets, absolutely, our sunsets are gorgeous out here. And it's ironic, with all the new growth that we have coming here, you can look out to the west and you can watch the sun setting over a cemetery surrounded by a new subdivision, and then you see a, I think it's a corn dryer. It looks like an old grain barn.
Yeah.
Out there too, so you've got the rural and you've got the urban area combining at the same time. So it's the sunsets are beautiful out here.
I think, Jody, after 26 years, you're not an outsider anymore.
some people would argue that.
The old timers.
I feel like I belong here.
Thank you so much. You represent your town and your village very well. We appreciate you joining us.
Thank you for having us.
That's Jody Remicle. She's with the Hampshire Township.